And Daf Tzadik Tes Amid Beis, the beginning of the Gemara. Look at the Gemara. The Mishnah says, Erev Psachim Samach Leminche Leyechal Adam Ad Shetechshach. A person is not permitted to eat Samach Leminche Erev Pesach. So the Gemara says, My Irya, as the Gemara asks, My Irya Arve Psachim, why Dafke Erev Pesach? Apilu Arve Shabbosais Yomim Toivim Nami. Erev Shabbos, all Erev Shabbos and Yontev is also, and Lav Dafke, the Yontev of Pesach. Every Erev Shabbos and Yontev, there's a Isser to eat in a Mincha Lamayla. The Tanya Lo Yoichol Odom Ba Arve Shabbosais Yomim Toivim. In a mincha l'mayla, k'dei she'ikonis l'shabbos k'shehu taive, that he should eat the suda shabbos b'teyovein, divrei Rab Yehuda. Rab Yosi yoimer, oichol v'hoilech ad shetechshach. Rab Yosi holds that there's no iser to eat min a mincha l'mayla. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, so lechayre, there's no special din in Erev Pesach. Every Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov, this halach is applicable. Omar Ravune, loitzricha elo l'Rabbi Yosi. So Ravune says, fakert. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're right. There's no special din in Pesach. Every Erev Yom Tov. Now, our mission is going according to Rabbi Yosi. Doma oichel voilech ad shetechshach. Hani mili ba'arvi shabosis yomim toivet. So that's tavke erev shabbos v'yomtev. So then he's permitted to eat. Avol be'erev ha'pesach mishum chiyuv de matzeh erev pesach al tzachiv av matzeh moide. So then he's moide. This is Rav Huna's teretz. Before we see Rashi, let us see the Rashbam. Afilu arvei shabosis alibi de Rabbi Yehuda. Kidei shiye kiddush usude shabbos choviv olot. It should be choviv. Rashi in the Mishnah, the Rashbam in the Mishnah therapist, an andere word. Kidei shiyeichu matzah shem mitzvah litei ovoin Mishum Hidu Mitzvah. Lechayr, it seems there are two different inyanim. Perhaps Pshat is as follows. In the Mishnah, we're speaking about Erev Pesach. So the food that we are eating is Lechem Oini. It's not too appetizing. It's not too mutim. Is Memele, so the Hidu of the hiddur of the Mishnah is that could be, there'll never be an oinig, there'll never be a chavivis of achilas matzah. It's a dry piece of matzah, and especially if it's thick and you have to break your teeth on it, so there's no chavivis. No, the inyan is, al kaponim, there's a mitzvah achilas. And al kaponim, if he has an appetite, that's a hiddur in the mitzvah. That means the more one wants to eat it, the more it has a shame achila. So memela, so that there Rashi says k'day she the Rashbam says k'day she yoichu matzah shal mitzvah l'tiyov mishum hiddur mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of achila. So the more he enjoys eating it, it's called more achila. That means the definition of achila is also dependent on the enjoyment. If he doesn't enjoy it at all, it's not called, I mean, that's like an achila gasel, it doesn't have a shame achila. So achila al kaponim is also dependent on the appetite and the eating it. So memela, so it should have a shame achila, it should be called an achila take, so fakel the tiyovin enhances the mais achila. By Sudis Shabbos, first of all, I don't know if there's a mitzvah of achile, and fakert, here could be the achile is no problem. I mean, we're eating dvorim mutomim. You have the chalas and the suda. You have all good things that taste very well. So here, you know, so here, Dachzach Mir, Sudash Shabbos Chavim Olov, here we're only in, we're in, the Mechuvin is that the greater the appetite is, the greater the Oinik Shabbos will be. That's the Chavivis. So here the Chavivis is in Oinik. Here the appetite is making a greater Oinik Shabbos. There the appetite is making a more Mechudadik Yemaisa Achila. The same Indian, he's not eating and he has a greater appetite, but the accomplishment is different by Pesach than by Shabbos. By Shabbos you end up with a Chavivis, and that's a greater Einig, and by Pesach Yeran, it's called a more Mehuda Dike Maisa Achila, when it's eaten L'Teyor. But Al Kaponim, the Gemara says that that's the Gemara's Kasha, that this Halach is not only applicable by Erev Pesach, Avi Shabbos is Yomim Tov. So the Gemara answers, Rav Huna said a teretz mishum that is going according to Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, that even though Rabbi Yossi holds oichol vohichol at shetech shach berev Shabbos berev yomte, but Erev Pesach mishum chiyuvet the matzah sholoi tehei necheles al hasoiva, that it shouldn't be eaten al hasoiva. Chiyuve de matze laila rishen chayva dechsi ba'erev teich lo matze. Now, before we say pshat in the Rashbam, shloitei necheles ala soiva, the Dvar Shmuel asks a kasha on the Rashbam, and then we'll see pshat in Rashbam. The Rashbam says, Seif Arve Psochim, Rashbam says as follows. Taf Kufyutesa Medbeis, Bedibur HaMaskel, it's around 8 lines from the bottom. Eim Avtirim Acher HaMatza Afikoimen, Shetzorich Lechel Matze Bigmar Sudosoi, person has to eat matzah by the gemar of the Suda, zeicher lo matzah necheles im ha-pesach bekriche zu, bekriche, bezu hi matzah betzua, this is the middle matzah, shono oichlim bachroine, b'shem choyve. So the Rashbam shita is, that the matzah, the afikoymen, which we call the afikoymen, that is the matzah we eat l'shem choyve. Now the Rashbam has a kasha, so if this is the matzah we yoitz the mitzvah's matzah with, so why do you make the achilas matzah before? So the Rashbam says, we make the achilas matzah on the first kezayis, but yoitz we yoitz with the last kezayis. That's the shita of Rashbam. But al koponim, the Rashbam shita is that the mitzvah of matzah is taken nechal al hasayva. I mean, it's taken nechal al hasayva. That's It's dum yid the Pesach, just like Pesach is nechal al ha-soiver, so matzah is also nechal al ha-soiver. So l'chayre, that what the Rashbam says here, that mishum chiyuv the matzah sheloi te'ein al cheles al ha-soiver, is l'chayre very unclear. Fakel, the hider is, it should be nechal al ha-soiver, dum yid the Pesach. Now, Bemison, Pshat in the Rashbam, then the Rashbam says another few words of it. Chiyuvet the Matzah le'elarishin chayvo d'chsi berev teich l'matzes. What is the Rashbam saying over here? So, Bemison, Pshat in the Rashbam, the Rabbeinu David says this Pshat, the Matzes Moshe, and also says this Pshat in the Rashbam, and David says it himself. The Gemara really says later on that Kuvzayin Amit Beis, the Gemara says, that that tzomach lemincha ktano, you're not allowed to eat, umishumatza dilme osi lemechlo lematza achile gase. The Gemara says the reason you're not allowed to eat erev Pesach tzomach lemincha ktano, because he might come and eat the matza achile gase. זאת הרשב"ם דורטן, אין כאן לוחש אל משום מצה, שלא יחלנו אכילה גסה. הרישות נהייתה מצה נאכילה גסה. סופרק את הרשב"ם הקשה, נהי נמי דה משום פסח, וואי זה שאי דווקא על צמצה, וואי נדע על פסח, נהי נמי דה משום פסח, איקה למייכה של אכילה גסה. So he says, the afo gab du nechal ala soive, aber achille gase mi yehine achille. The kotche mazik udach hashvini labi yevomis, if a person eats, it's trume achille gase, it's not called his anoichel, it's called a mazik. Zog ter ashbam, elo mishum de legabi lechem, havi achille gase ba achille moetes, no kat mazik. So the Rashbam says as follows, that achille gase is a lotion which is very vague. And it's flexible. Lagabi mate achilu me'etes makes it an achila gas. If it doesn't taste too good, you're full already. For something that's mutim, a piece of tli, a tliyesh, a kovim pesach, radchil psumiyike. For something that tastes good, there's always place. But for a matzah, it will be an achila gas already. Al kaponim, the Gemara says over here that the reason that one is not permitted to eat mina mincha lemailo is because we're afraid of an achila gas. An achila gas does not have a shame achila. And by matzah, more than Pesach. By the matzah, we have a dry piece of matzah, and if it's a little thick, it could very easily become an achila gas. So therefore, Chazal said that you're not allowed to eat mina mincha lemailo, that it should be, that he shouldn't be too full. So with the suda, it won't be an achila gas. So the Rabbeinu David, the Masas Moshe, explain as follows. We have here a member of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds Arve Shabbosis, Arve Yomim Toivim. One is permitted to eat till the night. The Rabbi Yehuda holds, you're not allowed to eat. What is the machloikis? Zok the Rabbeinu David as follows. That Rabbi Yehuda held, there's a mitzvah of Oynik Shabbos. If he'll eat Erev Shabbos, he'll be eating Keseder. They're telling an Oynik Shabbos. He's full already. It's coming by the Suda. He's full. Peltach an Oynik Shabbos. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda said that you shouldn't eat Pina in Chalamayla. Rabbi Yossi held as follows. Oynik Shabbos is, if you have Oynik Shabbos, you have Oynik Shabbos. If you're not hungry, so there's no chiyav of Oynik Shabbos. Don't have to prepare yourself to have an Oynik Shabbos. If you're hungry, you see, mekayim amitz of Oynik Shabbos. When Shulchan Aruch is brought down, what if a person is not hungry? There's no chiyav to eat. That means Oynik Shabbos is, If eating is an oinik, so he's mekayim a mitzvah of oinik Shabbos by eating. It's brought down if a person will have an oinik by crying, he's allowed to cry. So that's his oinik. That means the oinik is, whatever he has an oinik, that's the mitzvah of oinik Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi held, there's no chiyuv to make sure you'll have oinik Shabbos. Yo, nay, nay. That means it didn't, You're not mechuyev to not eat Erev Shabbos in order to make sure you'll have Oynik Shabbos. And perhaps for that same reason, to have an achila mehuderes, they should eat technisch kalten. You're not mechuyev not to eat Erev Shabbos in order to have an achila mehuderes. So why by Erev Pesach he was machmer? So the Rashba means to say, Shloite Necheles ala Soive, he doesn't mean the Necheles ala Soive, what the mitzvah is. He means it shouldn't be an Achille Gasa. I think that is clothed the Rabbeinu David, the Masas Moshe. He does that, Shloite Necheles ala Soive, that he shouldn't be Zater, but he should be an Achille Gasa. And, the Chiyuva de Matzva, Leilo Harisha in Choiva, the Chsiv Be'erev Toichlu Matzva. That means Oinig is not a Choiva. If you're hungry, you're hungry. You're mekayim a mitzvah of oinig. If you're not hungry, you're not hungry. There's no chayva of oinig.
Achilas matzis achoive, and if you're full and there'll be achila gasa, you lost the mitzvah till next year. You don't have the mitzvah. So memeila, in order to ensure that there will be a kiyum mitzvah, so memeila there Rabbi Yossi said that he shouldn't eat mina mincha lemeila. That's why the Rashba made us say a whole shtick toira over here b'chiyuba the matzloishim choive soitei necheles ala soive. He says a ganz andere shtick toira. In the Mishnah, the Rashbam, when the Rashbam explained Pshat the Mishnah, he said Pshat the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yehuda. We'll see later, a Papa says our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda also. So there the Rashbam says, Lo yoichel, lo veshe yoichel, matusha mitzvah, le teyovim, bishom hido mitzvah. And that was how the Gemara understood. So the Gemara asked, this din le teyovim, this din enhancing the mitzvah, this is not only by Erev Pesach, it's by Erev Shabbos also. Because that was the flow of the Gemara. Till the Gemara answered, no. That's Rabbuni said, our mission is going according to Rabbi Yossi. This whole Indian of Oinig and Hidri doesn't hold Ginan Mechuyev to suffer Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov in order to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Oinig or Mitzvahs Hidri. But Davke, by Leil Pesach, there's a fear it might be an Achila Gasser. So there might be an Achila Gasser, so a Mela there, Rabbi Yossi was Machna. That is Pshat in the Rashbam. Shehu Taiva, let us see Rashi, V'loi Tova Yisude Shabbos Al HaSoyre. Now Rashi is going on Rabbi Yehuda, by Erev Shabbos. Here it's not the same. Here Rashi means the that means he won't have Einik Shabbos. So that was Rav Unis Teretz. Rav Unis says that our mission is going according to Rabbi Yossi. Rav Papa Oma Afila Teimer Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Papa says, no, our mission could be is going according to Rabbi Yehuda also. Hosn baal veishabos es viyamim toivim mina mincha lamaylo dios erev shabbos nerev yontev mina mincha lamaylo dios samuch lemincha shori, but a half an hour before mincha is mutter. Avo berev apesach afilu samuch lemincha nami osa, but erev pesach afilu samuch lemincha nami osa. A half an hour before is also awesome. What does the Rashbam say? Afilu tosi the Rashi. Afilu tema masis nami Rabbi Yudi. Ubedinu de lisnei arvi psochim l'ribuyei somoch l'minche. That here the our mission is machadish arvi psochim afilu somoch l'minche. What does the Rashbam say? Ochis in vutena Rabbi Yudi osam in aminche l'mailo. The mill say the Rabbi Yudiktoni min amincha lamaylo. Ub mas nisent man samuch lamincha. The Mishnah steht samuch lamincha. Now, according to Rav Pope, what is Rav Pope saying? That our Mishnah was machadish a half an hour more. Now we also have to understand what's pshat in a half an hour more. I mean, how does this make it or break it? What is pshat in this half hour more? Is l'chayre pshat is as follows. Achmed from some sefer would seem such a mahalach. That is for sure that mina mincha lamayla will take care of the taiva. I mean, it says that so that is for sure. If a person will not eat miteisha shoyis umachta, he has an appetite. That's for sure. It works. So we have to understand. So why by erev pesach is there a half hour more? I mean, be more hungry. What is the onion of more hungry? If he's a taiva, he's a taiva. No inyan of more hungry. Where do we find an inyan of samuch lemincha? We find by tfilas mincha, you're not allowed to daven Samach Lamincha. So this is half an hour before. So the Indian of half an hour before Samach Lamincha Pshat is that here we wanted to ensure if we'll start eating a half an hour before, he has to think that it'll be Zman Minchas in a half an hour. So we're afraid, a half an hour before, Shema Yimshas. I mean, we gave it a dinner ready. So this is a Hachokidik a dinner ready. I mean, really, if we would know, there wouldn't be Nimshach. So a half an hour before Mincha was Gate Meron, that's Man Mincha. You could eat. But we're afraid if he started a half an hour before, it might be Nimshach Dachila Vaita. So we were Machik a half an hour before. So the half an hour is not a Sibba Mitzadatma. A half an hour is a Din Hachokid. That means meikar adin, you're not allowed to eat when zman mincha comes. No, als tachshivis of mincha there was a din hachokev. So that is pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. By erev Shabbos, erev Yontev, there was an Indian today that it should eat sudas Shabbos and sudas Yontev with teovin, but that is sufficient mina mincha lamaylo. They didn't make any hachokev. But als the chomer of matzah, maybe matzahs are de reise, so als the chomer of matzah, they made a halchokit. So what did they do? So they didn't make a new takonet. That means there is an isser achile. Somuch leminche. Not allowed to eat als davening. So that they said, but after you davened already, you're allowed to eat somuch leminche. So they said, Erev Pesach, the Isser Achila of Samach Lemincha applies to the law after you have a mincha. So that means they took the old Takonet, which was Moisif a half an hour al Tachoke, and they said the Halchoke de Kedin applies by Matzah. So that's why they, so even he daven mincha ready, the Aloche of Erev, of Achati Shah Samach Lemincha's Osser Bachila applies by Erev Pesach. So that means by matzah the chachamim were moisef ha'achokim. Frek the gemore ube'erev Shabbos somach lemincha shori. So what are you telling me? You're telling me a whole shtick Torah. You're telling me that erev Shabbos and erev yontev there's no din ha'achokim, so then mina mincha lemaila is also. And Erev Pesach, Samach Lemincha is also, like the Gemara, that's not true. But Erev Shabbos, Samach Lemincha Shori, Vosanya, we learned that Baraisa, Lo Yoichel Odom, Erev Shabbos, V'yomim Toivim, Miteisha Shois Ulamaila, which is Samach Lemincha, Kedei Sheikonis Lo Shabbos, Kshutai Vodivere Rab Yehuda, Abi Yisiyayim, Oichel Voilachat Shetechshach. So we see Klaw, that the Chachomim that Asa, they always Asa Tzomach Lemincha. They never Asa Min HaMincha. The whole Isser is an Isser of Tzomach Lemincha. So we're back to the old Kasha. So they say, my Ilya Alvei Psochem, if Alarev Shabbos V'yontav Nami. Omar Mar Zutre, Man Leimelon de Meperetzai, Tzulme Mishabeshtai. He says, you bring me a Bereise. The Bereise says that it's also Samach Lemincha. Teisha Shoyis Olamayla. Who says it's an emes to Bereise? Maybe it's a Fagreis to Bereise. So, Meiche Teisha, let's look at the top Teisha. Duma Mishabeshti, U Bereise Kamaisa Ziktonim in a Mincha Lemayla. He's saying that maybe the first Bereise, one is Lavda. The first Bereise said, Mina Mincha Lamaila. This Bereise says, Miteisha Shoisa Lamaila. So maybe the first Bereise is the Metaret, and this is a Fagreiste. Meheche Teisa, should you say such a thing? Mishum de Ledidei Osimas Nisen Kikuli Alma. That means this is the Kasha. That means if you will say that the first Bereise is an Emes Bereise, so it comes out, and our mission is going according to everybody. That means Erev Pesach does not have the same halachas of Erev Yontev. Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontev is a mincha lamaila. Erev Pesach is a different halacha. If you can go in according to Rabbi Yosi, you can go in according to Rabbi Yehuda, it goes according to everybody. That is the maila of Rapopa's teretz. Rapopa made a mission going according to everybody. But if you're going to say if you're going to say that this Bereise is a Metaretze, so then it comes out our Mishnah can go according to Rabbi Yehuda. It only can go according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's a Fakert. So if you have a Stirat Iversai in two Bereises, and the Revach will gain by saying that the first Bereise is correct, we'll say the Mishnah is going to leave with the Kulam. So let us say that the first Bereise is correct, the Mishnah is going to leave with the Kulam. Om aloy mereimer v'iteimer ad yeimer ano ikli lepilkei d'rapinches b'rei d'rabami. I once went into the shir of Rapinches, v'kom tane v'tonit kamei. A tane went and told over this baraisa to Rapinches. He told over this baraisa the loshen miteisha shoy solamaylo v'kiblo minei. And he was mekabel this baraisa. So fakert, so this baraisa went through the mill, was niskabel fakert, and according to the chachamim, me samach leminche is also tider of Shabbos narav yonter. Ihochi kashe. Say bezoy zachtake shver. So why does our Mishnah say? So now we're back to the kashe. So why does our Mishnah say erev Pesach it's also samach leminche? It's erev Shabbos and yonter is also samach leminche. So you have to say like Rav Huna that our mission is going according to Rabbi Yossi Taka. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no difference between Erev Pesach and Erev Shabbos. Let us see Rashi. Miteisha shoyz haynu samach lemincha. Mishabeshti v'hochi boile lemisne. Miteish shoyz umachze veilach. There's missing a word, umachze. He said over the Bereise to Rapinches, Mites Shoyz Olamayla, and there was no disagreements on the gills in the Mishnah. Alme Mitaretzdi, Elamach Varte Kerav Hune, that the Rav Hune Teretz is them as the Teretz, and the Minche Diktoni Masnitze Kamayse, Somach Le Minche Kamal, and our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi. Zokter Rashbam, Diktoni mites olamayla alma samach lemincha nami kosa Rabbi Yehuda be'arvei Shabbos is viyonte. The like a look me hashta masnis in Rabbi Yehuda the maishta avim sochem the noke du samach lemincha tvei mi Shabbos is yomim toidim. Ela machvar teke Rav Hune. The la Rabbi Yehuda yitztorech min amincha diktoni hach bereise samach lemincha koma. And so our mission is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Look Taisvitz. My irye arvei psoche. Vim taima amayloi mishani ditane bepesach koi. That means take taloche that's by all yomim toive. But the tane was grad pesach when he said this haloche, so he said arvei psochim somach lemincha loyoy. But what in it fit every yomte? Ah, you'll tell me it's a doichik teretz, ki de mishani bepere kol sho, Gabi pas over. The Gemara says you're not allowed to bake pas over means pas merube. Not to bake a lot of small bulkalach in yontav al ptiche. So the Gemara says that the reason is al ptiche the yontav. It says how to do it in Pesach. The Gemara says why not get Pesach? It says the when the Tana said the Allah, he was Pesach, so he said Pesach. But Pesach only means it's a synonym for av yontav. It means yontav, but it was Tana be Pesach, right? So, for example, maybe Taka the Isser is Taka al Yontif. No, it was Pesach. He said Pesach. Beshloimel mishum de bepesach koi ein loy laniach arvi Shabbos is the tediri bechol Shavuot. That means Beshloimel, if he's only telling us a Yontif dik aloches, it's only three yom toivim. Say chapt on Pesach, but he means to the other yom toivim. But if this is aloches, that applies by every yontiv also, by every Shabbos also. Then that grad, this din was learned in Pesach. I should mention Pesach. Inami hoche dike le miti le meima de davke noket erev Pesach. Mishim chiyuve de matzef haker. Pesach over here is misleading. Because there could be a svara to say davke Pesach mishim chiyuve de matzef. Not out the din oinig or the sudis yonte. Vahave le misni erev Pesach. Chayim bereish mokim shenogu. Ike le miti davke bere Pesach. Oselat melochem mishim kodem. The Gemara says, Every Erev Shabbos and Yontov, you're also not allowed to do Melochit. So Fakert, maybe say Tanda be Pesach, but Fakert, here to mention Pesach, it could be misleading. One can think the Issa Melochit is out of the Kolm. So whenever it's misleading, Yizichah don't say such a, the Yizichah don't say Pesach. Min Amincha Lomail, Ashtu Salkadaitach, the Lav Davke, Elohu Adin, Samach Lemincha. That's how the Makshin held. Till Rav Papa came and said, no, min ha-mincha, not samach le-mincha. So the Gemara remained that with Machvar Teke the Rav Hune, that our mission is going according to Rav Yosi, and according to Rav Yosi, even though a whole year, Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontef, one is from Eichel V'Hoylechat She-Techshach, but Erev Pesach not Mishim Chayvus Mat. Recht the Gemara Ula Rav Hune Miniche. For Omar Rav Yirmiya Omar Rav Yochanan Biteima Omar Rav Abo Omar Rav Yosi Berab Chanine Haloche Ki Rav Yehuda Be'erev HaPesach. We pass on like Rav Yehuda Be'erev HaPesach. Haloche Ki Rav Yosi Be'erev Shabbos. So by we pass on Rabbi Yosi, Rav Shabbos, and Erev Pesach, we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. Halochik Rabbi Yehuda be'erev ha-Pesach, mechlal be'polik Rabbi Yosi be'tavai. So we see klal that Rabbi Yosi is chaylik Erev Pesach. That's klal not like Rav Huna. That's Rav Huna's whole shtek teira. Rabbi Yosi is chaylik be'erev Shabbos, Erev Pesach is moide. Here by Yisrael, Rabbi Yosi is chaylik on Erev Pesach, and we don't pass on like Rabbi Yosi. The Gemara, loy haloche michlal de pligi bahafsoke. There's a machloikis bahafsoke. There's in achile, if one is permitted to eat erev Pesach, the Rabbi Yosi is also moiden, that you're not permitted to start eating in samach lemincha. But if one started beheta, if one started eating before samach lemincha, so then, afilo, according to Rabbi Yehuda, one is permitted to continue eating hiskel beheta, one is permitted to be mamshech zachile. So now there's a machlokes, what happens when it comes leil Pesach? What happens when it becomes leil Shabbos? What does one do then? Tanya, we learned in Abarais, mafsikin l'shabbos, so you see Rabbi Yehuda, there's a new machlokes over here. The person was hitzchel beheta. He started eating before samach l'shabbos, so before samach l'mincha erev Shabbos. And now it came Shabbos. So what is the din? Is mafsikim l'shabbos ois divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to be mafsik. What does that mean? You make an akiras ha-shulchan. As soon as it comes Shabbos, you go and then you stop eating and you bench. You can't continue eating. It's Shabbos now. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi Yomer, I'm mafsik. Rabbi Yosi says, you continue eating. You were eating, you were hiskel beheta, you continue eating, don't be mafsik. Umayse, and there was a mayse, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Shoyim Esubim Ba'akul. Vikideish Aleim Ayoim. Omer Aleim Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Erev Shabbos. Omer Aleim Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yosi. Shimon Gamliel wanted to make a shalom over here. It's a very delicate situation. You have Rabbi Yehuda sitting here. You have Rabbi Yosi sitting over here. They're in the middle of the Suda. The Kiddush Aleihem Ayoyim. So what are you going to do now? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to make an Akiras HaShulchan, you have to bench. According to Rabbi Yosi, you say, bring the next course. Skeitach Vaita. Amar Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yosi, Berebi. Rabbi means God will adore, Ritzoin cho nafsik v'neichish v'divrei Rabbi Yehuda chavireinu. No, let's stop, I mean, let's nafsik. We'll be mafsik v'neichish v'divrei Rabbi Yehuda chavireinu. He holds in a lot to continue. Yom Aloi, Bechol, Yoim, Vyoim, Ata Mechavav Dvorai, Lifnei Rab Yehuda, Vachshav, Ata Mechavav Dvorai, Divrei Rab Yehuda, Befonai, Agam Lichboishas, Amalke, Imi, Babayis, Vakert, Ich Ben Don Higen, and Pasnil Gestapo over here. So Memele, Vakert, that Oisweisen, that Vakert, it's not that you're doing Lifnim Mishuras Adin. You're paskening like Rabbi Yehuda. I'm here, and we stop over here, so that's the acho, that you have to be mafsik. Oh, my Lord, so he told him he can't learn mafsik, fakel, so we won't be mafsik. Bebatka will continue eating Shema, Yiru, Al Tamidim, Vikvu, Alocha, Ledeiris. Amru, Loizazo, Misham, Achekobu, Alocha, Kerabyesi, and they continued eating. Now this will go a little further. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Ein Aloche, Loike Rabbi Yehuda, the Loike Rabbi Yoisi, El Apeiris, Mapa, Umekadish. Now let us see what Rashi says. That, is it Rashi? Aloche, Mechlar de Pligi, Lafsoke, Hod Amar Rabbi Yirmi, Aloche, Rabbi Yehuda. Be'erev ha'peisach, the mashma, the polig, nami Rabbi Yosi, be'erev ha'peisach, that's true, lafsoke the polig. Yischoylik lafsoke, dim hischel lechel, af be'erev ha'peisach, ene mafsik, that's pshat, yisak ha'choylik, hischel behetza lechel, af be'erev ha'peisach, ene mafsik, avol ha'chil, but to start eating, Moed Rabbi Yosi da'osu. Umas nisin baschol Rabbi Yosi itzpere. And our Mishnah, Erev Psochim, Somach Lemincha Le'yoichol, Ashetekshe, so that's going to go into Rabbi Yosi. The Kamashmu, the Moed Rabbi Yosi, Berav HaPesach, the Ein Maschila. The Sanye, the Bahavsoke, Nami Pligit. What did Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shmuel say? Ein aloche ke Rabbi Yehuda, da oma mafsikin, de mashme akire shulchen, that you have to be oike de shulchen, ve loike Rabbi Yosi, da omar ein mafsikin klal, he holds you continue eating, el apayres mape ala shulchen, o mekadish hayoin, ve chayze ve oiche, the next kiddush, then he continues eating. Let us see the Rashbam. The Rashbam, Elo, Machvarte, Kerafune, the Rabbi Yosi, Yitzchak, Mincha, Tanyach, Price, Samach, Mincha, Koma. The Chlal, the Polig, Rabbi Yosi, Betavayu, we see Rabbi Yosi is also Choylik, by Erev Pesach, because Rabbi Yirmi said, Alochi, Kerabi Yehuda, Berev Pesach, Afilu, Berev Pesach, Veheichi, Muki, Lamas, Nisen, Kerabi Yosi. The Gemara says, no, there is a Machloikis, Mechal, the Pligi, Lapsoke. Ho, the Omer Rabbi Yirmiya, Aloche, Rabbi Yehuda, Erev HaPesach, the Mashme, the Polig, Nami Rabbi Yosi, Berev Pesach, Lapsoke, who the Polig, the Machloike, Taka Bapsoke, the Hischil Lechel, we started eating before Teisha Shoyis, Av Berev Pesach, Eine Maschel. So then, Eine Mapsik, this is not Mapsik, Avul Ahaschel, Moide Rabbi Yosi, the Oso. Umas nisen, bas cholem, Rabbi Yosi Yitzchak, the Kamash Melon, the Moedi Rabbi Yosi, the Rebbe Pesach, the Maschil. Forget, our mission is going according to Rabbi Yosi, to tell us that if you look according to Rabbi Yosi, that holds Erev Shabbos, is Oichel Vaoilech at Shetechsha, aber by Erev Pesach, Mishim Chiyuv and Matzah, in Maschil. Bisanye, the Bahavsoke, Nami Plik. Mafsikin lishabosi. Im ischil sudosai beheta koide minche. Bo ye oichel bo hoilech atche techshach. Le Rabbi Yehuda, mafsik sudosai miyats. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you mafsik the suda then. Kshe yachshich u mikadish hayoy. Yeah. The Kiddush Aleihem Shehechshech. Hachi Garsinen B'Tesefte T'Brochet.
Omalecham Gamlila Rabbi Yosi, Berebi Retzoincho, Shanafsik, Benecho, Shaldivir Rabbi Yehuda, Chavireinu, Omalecho, Yoim Atamachavet, Dvore, Lefnei Yehuda, Varshav Atamachavet, Divre Yehuda, Befronai, Hagam, Zichbri, Shesamalki, Imi Babai, Omalecham Kaylai Nafsik, Shemayil, Berebi, Kach, Korai, Rabbi Shimon Gamlila Rabbi Yosi, Bachalaf, the Kloima, Godel Hader. You want to ask us, come from it. Hagam lichpoish kloima befonai atam bevaisheni. Omale rabshim gamlil umkein loinapsik. So now the Rashbam makes a cheshbet. Shamina mahoche. Now, from the whole sugya, we see number one, the ba'ar v'ksochim osa lechel misoi peshois olamaylo ketamas nisim. The Rashbam is a poise. We have a Stam Mishneh that Erev Pesach you're not allowed to start eating with Somach L'minchim Teshoy Somayla. Avo Ba'arve Shabbos V'yomim Toivim Mutalech Erev Shabbos V'yomim you're allowed to eat Min HaMincha L'mayla. So Sosem Lon Tanid Damas Nisim K'Rab Yosi. Okay, we have a Stam Mishneh like Rab Yosi Davka Erev Pesach not Erev Shabbos Midinoket Arve Psochem Bechlar De Bishar Yontif Shorit. Raya number one, we pass them like Rabbi Yosi. We have a Stamishta like Rabbi Yosi. Raya number two, V'kaimol on Nami, Aloche, K'Rabbi Yosi, Mechavei Roi. I'm a Mele. And the Rabbi Yosi, Afilo lahaskel v'lechel achete shori, V'hegye l'kama b'shmaitin. The Oma Eloho, the Sanya, V'shoven, Shemaschilon, Amos, Iberev Shabbos, Opligi, Rabbi Yehuda. He says, Rabbi Yosi holds Maschilin. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold. Masho's Moira, why does he have to bring from later that Rabbi Yosi holds Maschilin? The Gemara said before, Klaw, that's the Machloikis, Layechol Adam, Rabbi Yosi Ema Oichol Vayichol Atshatechshap. So, okay, that means Maschilin. Why does the Rashbam have to bring a new Mekir that according to Rabbi Yosi is Mutal Lahasko? I mean, that's the Tash Oichol Vayichol. So, akaponim, la'aloche, the Rashbam paskins, one is permitted to eat, erev Shabbos, erev Yontes, min amincha l'mayla. Umiyu, le'inyan apsoke, ein aloche k'Rabbi Yosi ba'arve psochem, elo k'Rabbi Yehuda. By hapsoke, we don't pass on at Rabbi Yosi. Shim hischil, lechel, koidem pes, genim shach achilosei at shecha, Zorich laker es a shulchan miyad b'shiyachshich. There you have to be oike de shulchan. Ulach ziroi l'shem Pesach. B'shabosis b'yomim toivim lo yafsi, ala poiris mapo mekadish, v'achakach goymer sudosu. He says here, erev Pesach, here we paskin like Rabbi Yosi. And here we paskin not like Rabbi Yosi, we paskin that here you need al kaponim, here you need akira shulchan. So chlakal as a shulchan miyak sheyachsech al zirei l'shem pes. Here you need akira shulchan. And Shabbos and Yom Tov we paskin peiris mape. That's me the rosh has to be ma'ire. What is that means? If meiker adin. We'll see this din of Peiris Mape Mekadesh is Bevtsim Rabbi Yosi. That really it's called that what I'm eating further in Shabbos is called the Suda Shabbos. You don't have to make a heker that even though it's a continuation of the Suda Schil, it has a din of Suda Shabbos. Peiris Mape is only a Psahidar Azad. So we have to understand, so what's Takya Disvore? But Erev Pesach, that means Al-Tzudis Shabbos, Al-Tzudis Yontif, because then we paskin like Rabbi Yosi. The only Peiris Mape Mekadesh. But by Erev Pesach, we hold you need Akira Shulchan. You have to be Oike the Shulchan. Like Rabbi Yehuda says, what is Taka, the Choymer of Erev Pesach, more than Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif? How do we understand it? I thought perhaps we could say the svara is erev Pesach is anu chashben. Says further in Kuf Yud Dalet Yoiker es Hashulchan Kdei Sheyishalu Atinoikes. There's a bezundere din erev Pesach Abakir Hashulchan. That means if this is going to look like the hemshech of the previous achila of Kovid Yontiv and Kovid Shabbos, the Meila we passed on like Rabbi Yosi. They weren't matriachim. You're in the middle of eating to be Oiker Hashulchan. You're allowed to continue. Now it's a Suda Shabbos, it's a Suda Yontiv. They weren't matriachim. A Peiris Mape, but not more than that. Peiris Mape Mekadish, but could be by Pesach, there's a new cheshben in Ganson. There's a cheshben of Kadesh Yishalu Atenoikis, of Tekia. So therefore, that's why Bakaber of Pesach, we don't pass no life of Yais. Loike Rab Yehuda, the Omar Mafsikin, the Mashma Akira Shulchan. Voloike Rab Yoisi, this is Rab Yehuda Mashmul, the Omar in Tzorech Lafsiklal, Ali Yigmel Sudosi, Yafila Mechashay, According to Rabbi Yossi, in the middle of eating, you continue eating. You'll bench on a kois. This is before Kiddush. Say it, maybe like Kaisheni like Kiddush Hayoi. And then you'll make this is Shitas Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, the one matriachim in the middle of eating, you continue eating. You bench. You say it. You bench all a kais, and then you take a second kais, and you make Kiddush. And that's it. And then you start having Meirif. Balkaponim, that's what you do. Balkaponim, Rav Yehuda Meshmul says, we don't pass them like both of them. Elo peiris mapa al hamacho kedin kol shapsa isashone sheviyu lechem al shulchan koidem kiddush kedisanye lekama. So we'll see later, there's a story. Zman Chazal, they had small shulchanis. It was very easy to be oiker the shulchan, maybe as a shulchan. See later, the story was that the shulchan should be brought in to the dining room after Kiddush. It should be brought in by Yekorah the Shabbat. Okay, first you make Kaddish, and then you bring in the shulchan. It's a covered Shabbos that the shulchan should be brought in after Kiddush. The Gemara says later, as far as what if someone comes in to make Kiddush and the shulchan's there already? So then, suddenly we matrich to take it out, you cover your peiris map in the Kaddish. So the priest's map is that of the Kiddush Nikadin that we bring in the pass after the Kiddush. So the Rashbam says, what is Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul. Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul says, really, he passed, yes. The reason why you pay this map is kedin kol, al kedin kol shabtei sashone, shabiyu lechem, ala shulchem, kaidem kiddish, kedisan yelakamon, so you pay this map that the macholim should be brought in, be yikore the Shabbat after Kiddush. Inami, mishum silik pesayra. Or, we want to be yoitze shitas Rabbi Yehuda a little, to show that we ended the Sudas Choyu, we're not going to start the Sudas Shabbat. So, the priest's mape is me'ain silik pesayra, like it's a silik of the Shulchan. Bachach ha mekiddush ayem ala kais, v'choyze v'oichu v'doim el sudos. V'nire ba'ina. The svirelei l'shmul b'alochik Rabbi Yosi. Mi'ikra din shmul al v'paskin like Rabbi Yosi. Mi'ikra din yalal to continue eating. Kediktoni b'braise shekovun alochik emoise. And we paskin like Rabbi Yosi. That forget, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't continue eating. You have to, you oiko the shulchan, you bench. You can't continue eating. This is forget, eating the, it's called yamamshe chasud eschel and Shabbos. We pass in like Rabbi Yosi that it has a din to the Shabbos from Zich alone without making an Akira Shul. El Shabbo lahachmir al atmei ktas. Now he made a shtikol chumre. Shalo yigmer su dosa bi yakadish achakak. That means the Kiddush should not be after the Gmar Sude. Ali Yikadish Tchile Va'acha Kachid Mesudasi. That's the Chumra of Rabbi Yehuda Meshmu. That means Me'iker Adin is called the Sudi Shabbos. So, but he wanted you should make Kiddush before the Sudi Shabbos. So, you're making Kiddush, you make a priestess mapper before. That's Adin in Kiddush, that if the Shulchan is here, whether you're Peiris mapper. The Eloi Taimi Hochi, if you will not say like the Shmuel Doma Keman, the Braise the Tony Peiris mapper Mekadish Leikoi, Hefsek Achil Leklau, Abol Lekadish Atav Alecho B'Shabbos Chathil Vamayri. We're going to have later a Braise Dav Kupo Medbeis that says if a person came in and saw the Lechem was there, it's Peiris mapper, that's a new din. That's if he wants to make Kiddush and the Lechem is there, you're Peiris mapper. But here we're speaking about this in the middle of eating. So Al Kochoch Shmuel, holds like Rabbi Yosi. Meikar adin reza din av sudi Shabbos. Meikar adin you continue eating without even making Kiddush. But instead of continuing eating and benching and then making Kiddush, he was machma, you should make Kiddush right away and then continue eating. And since you're making Kiddush, so therefore you're paying. Zog Taisvis. Mechlal de pligi bahavsoke Kiddushanya. Loigoras de Sanya. The Gemara asked Akashem that how could you say that our mission of Arve Psochim, Samach Leminchas going according to Rabbi Yosi? Rabbi Yirmi said, Halachik Rabbi Yehuda ba Arve Psochim. So we see Rabbi Yosi is Chaylik. So the Gemara says, no, there is a Machloikis by Havsoke. Disanye. So if you'd be geiris disanye, so disanye is the machloikis by hafsoke. Disanye, we learn the machloikis by hafsoke. So Taisus says, leigoris disanye. The bereise leipligi by hafsoke the Pesach. There's not, the bereise is speaking about Shabbos. Mafsikin le Shabbosai. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Yoimer ain't mafsikin. So the machloikis is by Shabbos. The Gemara asked the Kasha, according to Rav Huna, where is there a machloikis by Pesach that we don't pass to let Rabbi Yosi? So the Gemara says there's a machloikis by Avsoke, this Tanya. So where do you see there's a machloikis by Pesach? The Braise is speaking about Shabbos. So where do you see a machloikis by Pesach? So therefore, Taisa says, you geiris ele kiddis Tanya goes. Umayisi. That's true. The Barais is speaking about Shabbos. No, Maisi, but he brings a raya, ki heich de pligi bavsoke de Shabbos. Yes, I bring a Barais that a chaylik in Shabbos. This is enough of the Barais. Hoche kim lein na de pligi nami bavsoke de Pesach. So I know that he didn't bring a rice, just bringing my baraisa to show that this is a machloikis lagabi Avsoke. In Kimlei, that the machloikis is also by Pesach, and by Pesach we don't pass the light Rabbi Yosi. That is a poshetazach. Umayri Rabbeinu Yechiel Omar de Goras de Sanya. Now, the Rabbeinu Yechiel said this is a psalm. The Moiri Rabbein Yechiel said a big shtick Torah over here. Now let us see what Rabbein Yechiel said. We're Geiris Tesanya. So what does the Geiris Tesanya mean? But from this Baraisa I'll show you that Rabbi Yosi holds by Pesach he don't have to be Mavsa. Now we have to, how do we see this? This is a kunst that Rabbi Yechiel saw this in the Baraisa. V'dayik midekoma Rabbi Yosi ein Mavsike. Rabbi Yosi said, "Mafsikin l'shabosay." Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi oimer, "Ain mafsikin." Rabbi Yosi says, "You're not mafsik." V'dayik mi dekama Rabbi Yosi ain mafsikin. V'hainu afilu be'erev Pesach de'ain maschilin. So we see he's speaking about erev Pesach also de'ain maschilin. The Erev Shabbos Shari Rabbi Yosi Afilu Lahaschil. So what is L'chayr? So L'chayr, the Rabbein Yechiel said like this. Rabbi Yosi said a very edle loshon. Ein mafsikin. You're in the middle. You have to continue. Ein mafsikin. So there's a moira de kikasha, Rabbi Yosi, you of all people. You hold oichu v'hoilach. You have to continue eating.
Pusuk sto ein mafsig is in the middle, you're allowed to kedu. You're allowed to be maschal to eat. So zet min doch that Rabbi Yossi is also speaking about Erev Pesach. By Erev Pesach there's a halach that is not oichel v'hoilach. V'af al piken aber ein mafsikin. So you see klar that Rabbi Yossi holds that Erev Pesach ein mafsikin. Kem zogin disanye. That was the shtikteira of the Rabbeinu Yechiel and Iluyis. Zot Rabbi Kevegen Gilyan Ashat. The Koshali, fragt Rabbi Kevega, Meredike Kashi, or Rabbi Yossi Omar, the Ein Mavsikin, not Ein Mavsikin means Acher Shetechshach. What are they talking about? They're talking about it became night already. So Mamela, so what do you do now? Zot Rabbi Yehuda, you stop. Shabbos, you stop. You can't continue. You have to make, you have to bench, you have to, you can't continue now, you have to bench, and then you make Kiddush, and you can't continue eating. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Nice. Zot Rabbi Yossi, and Mafsiki, you can continue. But Vashteisach, he can't say that he's permitted to eat now. Not at night, you're permitted to eat. No, to eat at night. The whole Rabbi Yossi is speaking about Mitesha Shoyis Alamayla. We're not up to Tesha Shoyis over here. We're speaking about it that it became night already. So here the Shaila is, what do you do now? So Rabbi Yehuda says, you stop. The Rabbi Yossi ain't mafsikin. But what shot in the Rabbeinu Yechiel, that is a Rai was speaking about Erev Pesach. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, afilu maschila, not now. Rabbi Yossi never said it's maschila now. As they fragt Rabbi Kevege, the lahaschel also koidim kiddush. But you're not allowed to be maschal before Kiddush. And we come back in my mafsik in the tzorchi. As I fragt Rabbi Kevege after Rabbeinu Yechiel. So on this Rabbeinu Yechiel, there's two mahalchim hatalim shat in Rabbeinu Yechiel. The Gam Horevit says, Amuyim de Kizach. There's a Psarai from the Ramban also like this. What was the story over here? The story was Maise Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosi Shem Yisubim Ba'akov VeKiddush Aleihem Hayoyim said VeKiddush Aleihem Hayoyim. In Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Yosi in the what said Oichel VaHoichel Ad Shetechshach, Oichel VaHoichel Ad Shetechshach, he says Ad Shetechshach. Very interesting lashon. Here it says Ad Shetechshach, and here it says Mishekiddush Hayoyim. So be'emesin, we hear a machlokes in Shabbos when Bein Hashmoshes is. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's 3/4 of a meal before Nacht. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's Keheref Ayin. So Lamaise is Azoy. That's why it's very meduyek that this mice over here was mafsikin l'shabosayis divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi oimer ein mafsikin. Maise yeshem esubim ba'aku v'kiddush aleihem hayoyim. So when was this? So this was 3/4 of a meal. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's bein hashmoshes ayin already. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's bein hashmoshes. Not allowed to eat already. It's bein hashmoshes. So Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, they wanted to make shalom. So as soon as it became bein hashmoshes, they told Rabbi Yossi, "Mizaloifer." So the mafsikin of Rabbi Yehuda is when 3/4 of a meal before Nacht. That's the mafsikin. According to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, "Oichel v'hoilach ad shetechshach." He holds lechatchila, you're allowed to eat. Bein Hashmoshes Kerefayim, you're allowed to eat till a second before Nacht. Bein Hashmoshes Kerefayim. That's still called Miboid Yoim, according to Rabbi Yossi. So Memeil is at the Gram Horovitz Meredik Iluyas. Rabbi Yossi is speaking on, is going on Rabbi Yehuda. Mavsikin l'shabosois divrei Rabbi Yehuda. When, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when are you mavsik l'shabosois? Mishikidish olamayim you're mavsik. You're mavsik 3/4 of a meal. Before Nacht, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda means. Mavsikin l'shabosos, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So what does Rabbi Yossi say? So Rabbi Yossi should have said, Masikin, Oichel Vahoyle, he can sit not to eat. You have to be, you'll have to start eating now. You have 3/4 of a meal till nach. You'll have to be Oichel Vahoyle. So why did he say, Ein Masikin? Why did he say, Ein Masikin? Is that Raya Rabbi Chiel Gizotti speaking about Erev Pesach also? Now Erev Pesach, he couldn't say so bluntly, Eichel v'heulich, because Erev Pesach is moise. I mean, a mincha l'mailo, you're not allowed to start eating. But he said, ain't mafsikin. So that's what Rabbi Yechiel said. So Rabbi Yechiel said, that's a kel from the disanye. We're goyres disanye. Now let's go further. Oid nire, the omar lekamon, b'nei chabure shahoyim mesubim v'kiddich. The Kiddush Aleim Ayoy, Oktoni Plukted Rabbi Yudev Rabbi Yossi. Vahosam Ktoni Vekiddush Beim Shabbos Beim Pesach. Now what is this Oid Nire? The Gram Horev Tzamer Dikev Shadar Diyah. Lachayre, this a Breisa later. The Breisa brings down this Machloikas of Rabbi Yudev and Rabbi Yossi, that Bnei Chabura Vashay Mesubim Vekiddush Aleim Ayoy, so the Machloikas what you do, according to Rabbi Yudev, according to Rabbi Yossi. So according to Rabbi Yossi, I'm a Psyche. It doesn't say, by us it says Shabbos. No, so say it's talking about Shabbos. But there it says, Kiddush Aleim Ayoyim, it says Stam. So, Bein Shabbos, Bein Pesach. So, Lachayre, when I learned the Taisvis, so Lachayre, this is the Hapella. I mean, Taisvis is the Kasha, where do you see Rabbi Yossi is Chaylik by Pesach? So, Taisvis said here, 3 Terutzim. The first Terutz was, Kiddushanya. He says by Shabbos, we have a Kabbalah Yisraelik by Pesach. The second teretz was the Charifas of the Rabbeinu Yechiel, that he's talking about Pesach over here. Since he says, Eim Avsikim, he doesn't say that Yemuta to Eichu Vahoylech. The third teretz is a different Baraisa. This Baraisa attack, it is by talking about Shabbos, but Yene Baraisa, Shteit Avstam, is the Chapela. So if he wants to prove that Rabbi Yossi is chaylik be'erev Pesach, bin yene bereise, nicht der bereise. This is the wrong bereise. So the Gram Horevitz says, Rabbi Yechiel brought this. He says, oi, near I prove to you I'm right, not the way the first teretz is. If the first teretz is right, that there's no proof on the bereise, so what's brings us about lonische bereise that speak about Shabbos? Bring this bereise, this is the better bereise already. That's a stamp. So he says, so for Kelt, so since there is a better Bereise, and he brought this Bereise, it's arrived from this Bereise, Guba, there's a proof that according to Rabbi Yossi, the din is Ein Mafsik, Nafilu Bereise.